This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki and Election Commission officials discuss election-related issues. Election code of conduct coming into effect from this midnight. Sher Bahadur Deubale faction of Nepali Congress moves the Supreme Court challenging Election Commission's decision to recognize party leadership elected through a special general convention. Five people die and 13 others sustain injury in bus accident in Dharan. And NATO allies warn Trump tariff threats over Greenland could trigger dangerous downward spiral. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki and officials of the Election Commission held election-related discussions today. The discussion was held at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Baluwatar. Minister for Finance Rameshwar Prasad Khanal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha, Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sharma and Officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari, among others, dwelt on election-related matters. The deadline for nomination of candidates contesting the election under the first-past-the-post system is January 20th. The political parties are making efforts to finalize the candidates from 165 constituencies from all across the country. Meanwhile, the election code of conduct for the upcoming March 5th House of Representatives elections is getting in force from this midnight. Kul Bahadur GC, assistant spokesperson of the commission, said that a meeting of the election commission convened on Sunday took the decision to this effect. The Sher Bahadur Deubale faction of the Nepali Congress has filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court challenging the election commission's decision to grant the official status to the party's Gagan Thapa group. The Supreme Court administration stated that the preliminary hearing on the writ petition will take place next Tuesday. The petition was filed by Shravan Kumar Shrestha as the representative of Nepali Congress leaders Deuba and Purna Bahadur Kharka. The writ petition has sought annulment of the Election Commission's decision, suspension of the candidate nomination for the election on January 20th, arguing that the newly elected Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress was unlawful. Five people died and 13 others sustained injuries in a bus accident occurred at Zero Point in Dharan Submetropolitan City 13 today. According to police, a passenger bus en route to Dharan from Dhankuta hit a roadside medical building, killing five passengers, including a child. The injured are receiving treatment at BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan. Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Balendra Saha has resigned from his position. Mayor Saha's secretariat stated that he submitted his resignation to Deputy Mayor Sunita Dangol effective from today. Meanwhile, Saha assumed office as the senior leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party this afternoon at RSP office in Banasthali of Kathmandu. Saha was sworn in as the party's senior leader at the office. He is likely to file candidacy under the first-past-the-post for the upcoming March 5th election to the House of Representatives. The National Assembly has held its first session following the vandalism and arson at the Federal Parliament building in New Banisher during the Janji uprising. Today's session took place at the Federal Parliament Secretariat in Singhadarbar after President Ramchandra Pardal summoned it. In the first meeting, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal read out the President's letter convening the session. The session is seen as significant as preparations for the House of Representatives elections are underway and 19 new members are set to be elected to the National Assembly on the 25th of January. Meanwhile, members of the National Assembly, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Bamdev Gautam and Bhagavati Neupane have resigned from their posts. They submitted their resignation to National Assembly Chair Dahal today, immediately after the National Assembly meeting. According to Federal Parliament Secretary spokesperson Ek Ram Giri, the three lawmakers resigned ahead of registering their nominations as candidates in the upcoming House of Representatives elections. The government has decided to form an investigation commission to look into irregularities in cooperatives, unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on the 16th of January at a press conference organized at the ministry today. Government spokesperson and Communications Minister Jagdish Kural said that the cabinet decided to form the commission under the chairmanship of former High Court Judge Vinod Prasad Sharma. Similarly, the government has decided to accept a grant in US dollars equivalent to $3.6 million to be received through the World Wildlife Fund, WWF. Similarly, Minister Kural said that the cabinet meeting decided to form a negotiation team under the leadership of a joint secretary of the Ministry of Finance to hold talks with the World Bank regarding the receipt of concessional loans and grants for the Clean Air and Prosperity Project. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom ko back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekesa.
घरमा टिभी हेर्नुहोस् या इन्टरनेट चलाउनुहोस् फोन गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् सजिलो छ एकैसाथ
फाइबर इन्टरनेट तीव्र गतिको संसार टेलिफोन इन्टरनेट टिभी सबै कुरामा भरमा नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर इन्टरनेट नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kural has said that the role of media is important to make the upcoming election to the House of Representatives a success. Distributing the identity card related to affiliation to the Social Security Fund, SSF, for the employees working at the National News Agency on temporary contract and daily wages basis today, Minister Kural lauded the role played by the agency as the responsible and accountable professional news agency. On a different note, Communications Minister Kural mentioned that the interim government had carried out works having long-term importance amid limited time work. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ZFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A joint statement from the eight countries singled out by Trump's tariff threat has just been released, issued by Denmark, Finland, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden and the United Kingdom stressed that they are committed to strengthening Arctic security as a shared transatlantic interest. According to the BBC, the leaders of the countries, which are also our NATO members, emphasize that they stand firmly behind the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity. The US President yesterday announced plans to impose a 10% tariff on goods from those eight countries from the 1st of February. Meanwhile, thousands have been protesting against Trump's plan in Greenland and Denmark. At least six people have been killed and around 20 injured when a fire tore through a shopping mall in Karachi, Pakistan's officials say, as firefighters are trying to bring the blaze under control. According to Al Jazeera, the fire broke out on Saturday at the Gul Plaza shopping mall, a densely packed commercial complex, and continued to burn for hours. By early Sunday, authorities said crews had managed to control about 30% of the fire. Rescue officials said that this mall contains roughly 1,200 shops, raising fears that people could still be trapped inside. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces, with partly cloudy conditions over the hilly region. The remaining Himalayan and hilly regions will experience mainly fair weather. In addition, mist is likely to occur at a few places over the Terai region. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan region of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Election Commission officials discuss election-related issues. Election Code of Conduct coming into effect from this midnight. शेर बहादुर देउवाले फ्याक्सन अफ नेपाली कंग्रेस मुभ्स सुप्रिम कोर्ट च्यालेन्जिङ इलेक्सन कमिशन्स डिसिजन टु रिकग्नाइज पार्टी लिडरशिप इलेक्टेड थ्रू स्पेशल जनरल कन्भेन्सन. Five people die and 13 others sustain injury in bus accident in Tehran. And NATO allies warn Trump tariff threats over Greenland could trigger dangerous downward spiral. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.